My grandmother, perhaps, 6th, 7th grade. Imagine my grandfather had less education than that. He was a shrewd old man. Very sharp.
You knew him?
Yeah, he just passed like 4 years ago. Yeah, you see, he and my father are about the same age.
What about he thought when your mother and your father got married?
I don't know. You know, like, that was one of the things that sent my mother to her grave was the fact that she didn't like my sister's husband. My mother was a little bit prejudiced, too. She didn't like real dark-skinned people. She had that thing about her. And my sister's husband was black as that thing there. And 25 years her senior. My mother just could not stand it. You know, like, she lived in the house with him out in Stockton. And that was something that my mother never got over. She never got over it. That just worried, really, that was one of the things that worried her to her grave.
Sad.
And I think, I know what it was. My mother's expectation of her children was that, you know, we were always going to be doing better than how she did.
Yeah.
And she had a distinct feeling that my sister's husband was a hindrance to her growth. To a certain degree, she was right.
Yeah.
Because association brings about assimilation.
Yeah.
I was just telling a friend of mine, I was talking about it yesterday. You know, I mentioned about dressing. When I first came into this building here, I wouldn't come to work looking like you've seen me look at work. I just didn't believe in that. One reason why is that the environment was different. I worked downtown most of the time, and it, that environment was distinctly different so far as your dress was concerned. I don't know how to work that phone. I hear it ringing, but that's okay. After being over here, this building is depressing.
Yeah.
It's usually, it's very depressing. It doesn't give you any incentive. It's not, you know, you don't do very much creative thinking here.
Yeah.
And a lot of things that happen to people psychologically about working in a place like this. That fellow that's the executive director of this program, his mind, he's way away from me. But then that I noticed that. I had a friend of mine that came over with me used to work on my staff. When we first came over, we were always immaculately clean and sharp. And people used to, here comes a Dr. So-and-so and whatever else they used to call Mike, you know. Who are you all trying to impress? What are you doing? You know, I said, you know, like, you going to church today? I said, I'm coming to work. It's a professional job. It ended up, you know, like, that attitude, not the attitudes, but their manners and so forth has rubbed off on me.
Yeah.
You know.
That
so, I think that's what my mother's concern was about my sister, was that she realized by being married to an older man that there are just certain aggressions that older people don't have.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're not as progressive in their thinking and doings and so forth. They're more satisfied. They are more complacent about a lot of things, and if you're in that complacent atmosphere, you become complacent too. And